13 to 8 on the Breakfast Club on RSN 927. Great to be with you, and Michael Falgate, 8:30 this morning on the Friday Form Focus with the Shark. He promised he's going to tip the card. That's what he's just texted me, so I'll see if he's going to make good on that promise. And, of course, Gareth Hall from 10:30 on RSN Central. Aaron Hamill will join us after 8 o'clock. But Shane Crawford is a legend of Australian rules football. He's a Brownlow medalist, a former captain of the Mighty Hawks, and a champion in all facets of that term. And he's got a runner tomorrow, Whitey. And we can hear Oasis in the background, Morning Glory. It's Mornington Glory is the name of the horse. I want to find out what the little champ's got for us on this horse. Crawford, good morning.
Hello, Daniel. Hello, Whitey. Lovely to join you. Disappointing. Rammer's not there. Can't believe he pulled out because he's put his socks on his back. That's soft.
It is 100%.
That's unbelievable. Do you know what? I played on Rammer in a game, and it was back when Etihad Stadium was, the surface was shocking. Anyway, he laid a tackle on me, did my knee. Probably should have been out for the year. I still got up and continued on with the season, yet he can't put his socks on and turn up to work and talk into a microphone. Seriously.
He's had a mare, the young fella. That's pretty much sums up his career, though, I reckon, Crawl. He's that sort of guy. Not really keen to push through the pain.
No, he was a very good player, don't worry. And he wore a very good number, too.
He did wear a very good number. No doubt, the number 9 at the Bombers wasn't the right colours, though, like you've got in your brown and gold history. What about the colours tomorrow of this Mornington Glory horse you've got in the Dane Hill Stakes? Croft, Dane Hill Stakes is a group 2.
No, I'm very nervous. I hate it. Do you know what? I hate it because you've got no control over anything. You're just relying on the trainers and the jockeys and the race to pan out. But Matt Laurie's doing a wonderful job, and we've thrown the horse into the deep end. It's coming off a maiden, so it's obviously going to be a huge class rise and a huge challenge. But you've got to find out what you got, don't you? And they've been happy with the way the horse keeps on improving. So you might as well go and take on the big boys and the big girls and see what you've got.
Well, it's a colt, the Shalar colt. As you say, Matty Laurie doing the business down there at Mornington to get him ready. So if you can get this over the line, Croft, you've been waiting for one of these moments for a long, long time now.
It's a dream of mine to sit on the porch and watch my stallion go off and do its work and then come back. That's definitely been a dream. But, I still think we've got a fair bit of work to do. And my other dream is to actually host a show with Daniel Harford. So you just never know. Hopefully dreams come true.
Well, there might be an opportunity just around the corner, the way they've got the show's gone today. So just stand by. Although you might be taking my spot instead of working with me. So you've had a lot of horses over the journey, Croft. What's Matty saying about this one? Why is this one different?
Well, I think it's got a big motor and it just loves working and training and chasing other horses too. So its first run at Bendigo.
It brained him, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, but it didn't like being in front too much. I think it's sort of used to training and chasing one or two up and trying to peg them back. So maybe Flemington will be good. I think the wet track will be okay, but it's just whether or not it's good enough to jump into the deep end. It's a bit like Daniel Harford playing at ball when then going into the AFL and dominating kick 6 or 7, which could happen.
It could.
But you know, you've got to be realistic about it. I'd love to be able to tell all the punters out there, load up, go for it, but it doesn't happen like that. And that's my other dream. One day I can ring up and say, listen, everyone should have a bit of a bet on this, but I think we just watch and see what happens on the weekend.
So, Croft, you've had quite a few horses over the time. Is this as excited as you've been at the prospect of one that you've owned?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because you just don't know what you've got. Obviously, you've got to get out there and race and see how they handle race day conditions and handle the stress of racing. But, you know, we know the horse goes fairly well. It's just a matter of where it gets to. And Turnbull Stakes, I've actually been a part of a horse that won the Turnbull Stakes many years ago called Svenafighter, which was very nerve-wracking because the horse hit the front about 600 out. And I'm like, hang on, I don't think that was the plan. But I just love it. I love everything about horse racing. You know, I love the training side of things. I love going on race day. I love having a bet on them. I love trying to get a big six or a quaddie. So I just love it all.
Well, you might have one here. There are significant reports. Now, I know you're one of the owners and you get all the sort of conservative feedback from the trainers and all that sort of stuff. But all the good judges are saying there's something special here, Crawf. So we wish you the best of luck with Mornington Glory tomorrow. $10 in the early markets at the tab for the Dane Hill Stakes at Flemington. Have you got any others running at the moment, or is that the only one in the stable?
No, well, we're in the Racing League, and the Racing League have got a few happening over the next few weeks, which is awesome. Of course. If people want to get involved, go to theracingleague.net. But, no, I've got a few babies. It's funny, I went and had a look at a couple of horses, and one thing you should never do, Daniel, is go and have a look at a couple of horses and go, oh, that one looks nice. Maybe I'll take 10% of that one. Don't tell me what it is, and then tell me later, and then they send you the bill and go, oh, yeah, that's the $1 million horse that we bought at the sales a few weeks ago. You go, no, hang on, I didn't mean that one. I meant the other one. 10% of the other one, that's too much. But, no, it's, you know, you just fingers crossed that you can, you know, hopefully find a good horse. I've got a horse with Lee Friedman called Lately, which is up there, and he's doing a bit of work with it. And it hasn't raced yet, but hopefully down the track it can turn into a staying type of horse. But as we all know, at the moment we just dream when they haven't raced. So
yeah, true. Spot on. It's all about the dream until they race. You work out they're no good, then you dream again with another one. Seemingly what happens in my world, Crawf. Have you sold the house yet? I saw the house in the paper the other day. You're moving up to Byron Bay or something?
Well, I'm selling the house to pay for all those bloody horses. You know, it's funny, I went through a stage where I had a lot of horses and I didn't have kids. And then I thought, oh, hang on, I've got all these kids now. I don't know where they've all come from. I better start paying for them. And then I've decided, you know what? I need to have some more horses again. So, I'll be coming and going from Melbourne a fair bit. So I'll have a base here and I'll be going up and being based up at the top of New South Wales. And my family have been up there for a little while and loving it. And they're going, Dad, it'd be good if you could come up at some stage and join us. So I'm looking forward to doing that. But, once we're allowed to cross the border and get in there and hang out a bit. So that'll be quite nice.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd love that. I'm sure you'd love that as well. And before that you go, the D's on last Saturday night. Have you seen many things more impressive in a grand final?
Oh, my goodness. I know they were perfectly placed, and it was pretty much, I suppose, like a Bart Cummings preparation. They were just ready. And it's funny that in the lead-up for those 2 weeks, apparently they trained so hard and did so much competitive stuff, whereas the Bulldogs went heavily into recovery phase, and it really showed, you know, obviously as the game went on. And I've just never seen a team play such brave footy coming out of the centre of the ground. You'd have four of them running through centre half forward and running straight. It took a lot of courage. You know, it takes a lot of courage to run straight when you get the footy, especially when you've got opposition planted there. So I still can't believe it was 74 points. Because at one stage, I'm getting text messages from mates going, oh, should we have something on the Bulldogs to win from here? And I'm like, oh, I said, hang on, hold fire. And then all of a sudden, I still can't believe it. It was 74 points. Can you believe it when we're all thinking that, hang on, the Bulldogs might win here halfway through the third quarter?
Well, it's a 94-point turnaround out there for the 19-point margin from, or 93-point turnaround from the midway through the third term, as you say. It was an unbelievable day. You're an unbelievable human, and we wish you unbelievable success with Mornington Glory tomorrow. Crawf, go get him. Good luck.
Hey, no worries. Thanks, guys. See ya.